seems to me this is going further than just the product liabilities, but conditions.
Okay. Any further discussion?
I have concerns about the broadness of public hazard as well, just the definition of it, and the fact that I'd like to hear what the court has to say, because it seems to me that the judge is now going to be in the position of, number one, finding out and researching whether this has ever been disclosed in another jurisdiction, whatever the information is, and I don't know how extensive that is. And the other is that the materials concern a public hazard. That's easier, actually, because we've made a pretty broad definition of it, so they can determine if it's... But I mean, if there's an injury to one person, and that's my concern. I mean, the Love Canal thing, the Ford Pinto thing, the definition of a public hazard, it starts with one person somewhere. So it's hard to say that it shouldn't be one person, but on the other hand, I think the general analysis is there are differences in individual people, whether they be allergies in certain circumstances to certain chemicals that generally are not hazards to the public in general, but because of individual differences. And do we make a policy call that because of the differences in people that we can't develop a product that may harm one or two people, or where does it become necessary to divulge the information? Where is it a public policy call? At what level to make sure that the public knows what this is? And that, I mean, that's a hard line to define. I think it's a little narrow here when you have one injury caused. That may be the only injury. But it doesn't say here that, it just says that the instrumentality has caused the injury. It doesn't say that the injury was as a result of improper use of that, or, we've got cellophane that kids put over their face and suffocate. I mean, I don't know why people would want to keep the information secret, but I don't know all the circumstances where things are pretty commonly used. I just have concerns with the general concept. So it seems to me what it's saying is somebody finds out something in discovery that they realize is dangerous. It seems to me that if they took that to trial and it's guaranteed that it's dangerous, that they could actually get more money. Maybe not. Maybe these companies have so much money that they can pay them way more than they would ever receive in a court settlement, but at that point it gets to the fact that somebody's willing to be bought off for something that they know is a hazard to the public in general, but they can get more money if they don't disclose it, even if they continue on.
That's their individual.
It's just a tough call. I mean, greed gets in the way of disclosing information.
I think that's generally not the case. I don't think it's a matter of greed. Generally, people have been egregiously hurt. And in doing so, they have incurred big medical bills, and these things have to be paid. And they get not even instant. I mean, these things are processed over several years during which they don't have money. The lawyer is doing it on contingency, or maybe they're they can't generally pay hourly. So they're stressed in terms of their financial resources. And so they have an opportunity to deal with it all in one fell swoop, and they just have to keep their mouth shut. It's not greed, it's just like getting made whole to some extent, or better, as well as they can be made if you've lost a loved one, or, lost a limb, or your eye, whatever. There, as far as finding out whether this has occurred in another jurisdiction, all I have to do is ask the lawyer. I mean, they're not going to lie to the judge. These are things that the council knows because that product is sold nationwide. They would just say, it would happen.
Well, I think I'm getting the feeling we have two no votes on the bill here, and a yes vote. And how do other people feel?
I'd move that for further discussion.
Okay.
Discussion.
So, is that a motion to move the bill with individual recommendations? Okay. Objection?
Yeah.
Okay. All those in favor of moving the bill with individual recs? Those opposed? Okay.
can be another vote.
Only if you won't sign the bill document. I mean, if, you know, if you, yeah, if you choose not to, then we can vote again.
I don't get that, a lot of discussion.
You know, on the floor, you don't have discussion. It's already committed.
With you around, we'll always have.
It's already committed.
I don't, I guess everybody's running out of time here, so.
Yeah.
Dude, I don't think there's anything else we wanna do with today, is there?
Not like that much more.
But I'm gonna say something on the record here. I wanna have the opportunity to do 4:35 tomorrow after session if somehow. That was the first call we heard. Just in case Max can reach something, so I'll put on the record here and notice that we have only until tomorrow after session. And then if we can work something out, we'll do it. If we can't, we won't, okay? So with that, go ahead and, nothing else, adjourn the meeting.
Yeah, we'll just hold it over until this week.
We don't have to go there, do we?
No.
We had the revisers bill. I haven't had the time to start to read through that yet.
I looked through it.
Well, it's easier to revise it.
Okay, good.
But you know, the easy way to do that is.